This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin traveled Monday to Kenya for talks with defense officials about security and counterterrorism. On Sunday, Austin thanked U.S. troops in Djibouti for their role in evacuating U.S. diplomats from Sudan in April. Austin also praised Somali forces for making impressive progress in the fight against al-Shabaab. Kosovo has observed a day of mourning after a Kosovar-Albanian police officer was killed by Serb gunmen in a monastery. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has more.
After the attack on the monastery, muffled gunshots could be heard in the North Kosovan district of Banjska as Kosovar police attempted to push back the assailants. Kosovo's Prime Minister, Albin Kurti, said the attack was politically, financially and logistically supported by official Belgrade. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić denied any involvement by Belgrade and said the gunmen were local Kosovo Serbs who no longer wanted to stand Kurti's terror. Tensions in Kosovo were heightened earlier this year when Serbs boycotted local elections held in the north. After the elections, local Serbs then tried to prevent the newly elected ethnic Albanian mayors from entering their offices, leaving dozens injured. I'm Karen Chamas.
And UN technology envoy Amandeep Gill says understanding the risks of artificial intelligence is a goal of a new UN advisory group.
What worries me is that we let it go forward in a way that one deludes us about what AI is capable of, and two, it leads to more concentration of tech and economic power in a few hands.